An account of the Battle of Sheriffmuir from the Provost of Edinburgh. Stirling, 13th November 1715. Below you have an account of this day's action as far as I can remember. My Lord Duke, having intelligence of Mar's marching all his body from Perth to Auchlaradog to join the clans, marched the army yesterday to the fields beyond Dunblane. When he came there, he was informed that the rebels' whole body, consisting by our best accounts of about 9,000 horse and foot, was come within 3 miles of Dunblane on a full march hither. As soon as they were informed of our being come forward, they stopped, and both they and we lay on our arms all night, within 2 miles distance one from the other. About break of day this morning, their army formed where they had lain last night, and marched toward us. Their left wing, about 11 in your forenoon, came up with our right where my Duke was. After one engagement, which lasted scarce half 1 hour, their left gave way, and our right drove them quite off the field, and had them in chase about 3 miles to the side of the River Allen. On the brink of this river my Lord Duke was forming when he was advertised that the enemy's right stood in a body behind us, which made his Grace march the troops that were with him to attack them. But having no notice what had become of our left, he thought proper to march towards Dunblane. Here I got notice that our left had been attacked, while they were forming, by the rebels' right had given way and marched off the field with our train of artillery, and our horses in their rein had gone straight to Stirling, upon which my Lord Duke sent thither and ordered them to return and join him, which they have by this time done. When night came on, my Lord Duke with our right stood for on the field above Dunblane, and the rebels to the number of 4,000, as near as I could reckon, stood on top of a hill about 1 mile from us. If they continue where they are till daybreak, I am very hopeful tomorrow may in a great measure put an end to this rebellion. I can't give you the number of the killed and wounded, for some time our dragoons gave no quarters. Of our side, the Earl of Forsar, I'm afraid, is killed. My Lord of Islay shot through the right arm, and in the right side, Colonel Halley of Evans shot through the body. We have not lost any great number of private men, no more of our great men are hurt. The Dukes of Roxburgh and Douglas, Rothos, Hadlington, Lauderdale and Belhaven, I left standing on the field with my Lord Duke of Argyll very safe and well. Of the other side, Strathmore is killed, Panmure is taken. I saw him in the field so ill of his wounds that it is probable he is dead by this time. Barrowfield, Logie, Drummond, and young Och de Tyre, and some other gentlemen, and about 80 private men are likewise taken with 8 pair of colours. We were in possession of their cannon, but had not horses to carry them off. I am yours, etc. To my Lord Provost of Edinburgh. P.S. My Lord, I am glad to tell you that your friend Hawley, Lieutenant Colonel, will do well.